Yeah, so I don't know if you saw the stuff today, the Guardian story about
Jamie Collins.
yeah. So what is your take on that?
Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg have continuously refused to cooperate with not just the British parliamentary inquiry, but the national inquiries of seven national parliaments. And it is in the continual refusal to answer questions or hand over evidence that escalated the situation where Damian Collins and his committee felt compelled to forcibly acquire, under threat of imprisonment, this evidence. And it just goes to show it would have been a lot easier if Mark Zuckerberg actually showed up and answered questions.
And I mean, how does this, what does this forebode for the coming European elections, where now the platforms, including Facebook, but also Google, haven't really made political advertising more transparent, at least in Europe? They have rolled out some features in the US. But so, what is your take on generally the transparency of political advertising?
It's not just about transparency. I mean, do you read the fine print on the bottom of political ads? No one does. It's not about transparency. It's about preventing disinformation in the first place. That requires wholesale changes, engineering changes on these platforms. And so far, all we've seen, particularly from Facebook, is refusal. Rather than work spending all this time working to fix the problem, they spend all of this time hiring PR firms to make up, fake news about George Soros. They attack rather than fixing the problem. It's not about transparency. It's literally about preventing disinformation in the first place. Bad actors are not going to follow the letter of the law. You're not going to have Russia put some disclaimer on the bottom of an ad saying, "By the way, this is a Russian-funded disinformation operation," so that you know, right? It's not how it works.
And now that Britain is leaving the European Union, do you think that is, to some extent, a showcase for the work of companies like Cambridge Analytica?
I think it's a real shame because Brexit is the clear product of electoral fraud. The largest campaign finance violation in British electoral legal history happened at Vote Leave. 40% of Vote Leave's official spending went to a Cambridge Analytica subsidiary, which has been found to have breached both electoral law and data protection law. And the fact that you then also had some of the largest donors to Leave EU working, working in concert with the Russian embassy, going and meeting the Russian ambassador during both before, during, and after Brexit, and then receiving shares in Russian diamond companies. And you look at the weight of, and this has all been proven, right? These are not allegations; these are facts. Alternative facts, real facts, where the authorities in Britain have all found this to be true. And yet we are still sitting here in the chaos that is Brexit, despite the fact that, it's on the basis of fraud. And the real perverse thing about it is that if we had the same kind of situation in, say, the Olympics, where we had, an athlete caught doping, they lose their medal, right? If you cheat on a test, you get a fail, right? And, the least that I think we could do if we genuinely want to measure the, quote, will of the people is to go back and ask for the will of the people in a fair process that's not, corrupted by pervasive cheating.
But, I mean,
that may be the final